Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams and I am the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title but different subheaders. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is Learning How to Forget, and in parentheses the subtitle would be Properly Forgiving. And the reason I wanted to entitle that is because although we are in a new year and people are like, oh, I'm gonna let bygones be bygones, or I'm gonna forgive but not forget, and blah blah blah, but yeah, that's a good thing. But just because you've made up your mind to do that does not necessarily mean that your mind, will, and emotions and your memory, well, your mind, will, and emotions include your memory, will be in agreement and in alignment with what you've decided to do. So I want to go ahead and provide some simple steps as well as some things that I have encountered so that you don't see me as someone just giving a podcast on something I have no knowledge of. Every single person on this planet has experienced at some point some hurt, discomfort, or things like that, especially from the one you love. It could be a parent, a peer, spouse, child, grandparent, or even your close friend or colleague. So I just want to go ahead and provide you with the scenario and basically keep it simple with some homework assignments. So the reason I wanted to again touch on this is because within the last, I guess, few decades, but we can also say just to narrow it down, the last few months, I had to basically make a stand regarding some psychological abuse that I noticed a family member was doing towards their spouse. I mean, like a severe magnitude, and the spouse that's being psychologically abused isn't a woman. The person who's being abused is actually the husband, because he's soft-spoken, you know, doesn't really try to cause any problems, and he basically feels like, well, as long as I keep giving my wife whatever she wants, then, you know, eventually she'll love me and appreciate me. But he doesn't realize that the more he keeps giving, the more she takes and the more she demands, and yet he just keeps giving and giving and giving. And so you know, it's one thing when you see it, and I'm the type of person where I'm like, okay, he's a man, he need to go ahead, step up, say something, blase splee. But at the same time, after going through that for so long, and he just feels like he's stuck, he let it go on for so long, he feel like he doesn't have a voice. So finally, I got to the point where it's like, you know what? I need to go ahead and say something. I need to go ahead and do something. Although it may not be deemed as popular, I need to go ahead and put a stop to what I am seeing, because it is not healthy and it is not of God. Regretfully, by me just making a stand, because this particular wife, she's the type of person where she is always giving people money, helping individuals out financially. And so if anyone tried to say something, the first thing she'll say is, well, I helped you with your rent, or I helped you get your car fixed, or I helped you with groceries, or I did this or that for you, or I gave you $50 or $60 for your birthday, for example, to basically justify the treatment of her husband. And so some individuals may say, well, you know, well, what did he do? Because, you know, men aren't innocent, and men be doing this and men be doing that. Let's put a pause on that. Just because mama, best friend, cousin said that the man is a dog or, you know, he's messing around with skanks does not mean that every man fits into that category. You literally have some genuine good guys, some sweetie pies, who for some reason have an inordinate affection towards women who may have evil, malicious, wicked tendencies because they may use the proudness of their physique or their cunning speech or even their appearance to will the unsuspecting individual in if he's not grounded in the Word of God. And before you know it, he's caught up into all type of foolishness and buffoonery he didn't see coming, and then she lets her real self show, but he's already caught up in the power of the poop nanny or her personality and what she displayed to him, and he's hooked on that, and now he's stuck in the web he didn't even see was being spun. And so by me having to eventually stand up to this person, it's like, okay, it caused disharmony, of course, among certain family members because they're like, okay, well, you know, it's not bothering me, so why should I say anything? Well, we're supposed to speak up when we see an injustice and a wrong, especially when someone cannot speak up for themselves for whatever reason. The next thing is that it also caused this particular family member to kind of borderline just cut me off. Like, okay, well, that's fine. And this was the first holiday that I had experienced where there was no interaction with those family members, only because I decided to take a stand. So does forgiving someone and forgetting means that you just jump right back into someone's life and act like nothing has ever happened when there has not been a change, a sincere change with corresponding action? Number one, you do not have to subject yourself to be in the presence of seeing someone being psychologically or socially or physically abused, thinking, well, I already told the person how I feel, but I'll still hang around them, and you're seeing that. For me, that was messing with my psyche because it's like I can't stand it. Now, I mean, it's equivalent to a child who grows up and they see their father beating their mother all the time and bringing their girlfriend around the wife all the time. And the child, the adult child, is sitting there looking at their mother like, why are you putting up with this? Why are you letting him dog you and this and that? And eventually, can you honestly say the child would want to see their father although the mother is there? Absolutely not, because they can't stand to see what they're confronted with that is an injustice and a wrong. And it's the same with this particular family member, where it's the wife who's actually doing that. So, case in point, homework assignment. Yes, you can definitely forgive a person, but that does not mean you have to subject yourself to being a witness to the psychological abuse that they are inflicting. So what will be your homework assignment? For me, I've decided to just go ahead and literally write down the things I did not like. When I write down the things I did not like, then I look at it and see, can I control this? I cannot control what he allows his wife to do. I cannot control how she treats her husband. I'm definitely making an attempt to control how I feel when I see that injustice. But one thing I can control is not allowing me to be in their company as long as I know that is still taking place. That is definitely something I can control. Another thing I can control, I can pray about it. Yes, a person has free will. They can choose to do and come and go as they please. I get it. But at the same time, for those who are Bible believers, the Word of God does say, write the vision, make it plain so that those who read it can run with it. I'm making my vision plain, which is in prayer. The Word of God says that we're supposed to pray for others so that they can clearly see the right path or the right direction to go in. Basically, according to Ephesians chapter 1, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not seeing it exact, but that's where that particular scripture is located. And so if I pray for that particular wife, and if I also pray for that particular husband, that they clearly see their wrong for her operating in fear and oppressing another person, and for him operating in fear for being scared to not stand up to her and be the man God created him to be, then they will be presented with the opportunity to say, okay, clearly see themselves with the veil removed from their eyes, seeing where they have went wrong, and then it's up to them to either conquer that fear and get in line with what God has directed them to do, or for them to continue to suppress the voice of the Lord, clearly showing the line of demarcation, what they should or should not do, and then they will be held accountable. But at least I would have done my part. So that is pretty much it. As I stated earlier, your homework assignment is to write down the things that is like really bothering you. And then you have a column where it's like, can I correct this? Yes or no. And then you can just go from there. If you cannot correct it whatsoever, only thing you can do is pray God's best for them, that they eventually see and understand and make an attempt not to hold any resentment or anger or bitterness towards whoever, because all that's going to do is eventually tear your body and system down. In closing, you do not want to enable a person. If you know that this is going on and then they turn around and asking you for a favor, asking you for money or what have you, while they're still continuing that, there's supposed to be a consequence for their action. Just like a child bringing home a bad grade and then they want the new download or app for a game or what have you. No, you cannot. You did not earn it because you brought home bad grades. It should be the same with individuals who are psychologically abusing and oppressing someone else. They need money, they need a favor. No, I will not, because you are doing XYZ. It's like, I will not, because you have no business treating another human being that God has created on this earth to enjoy life to the full and that more abundantly, because that is what Christ came to give us. And then you want to treat someone like an indentured servant. No, I cannot help you. I love you, but as long as you continue to treat your spouse in a manner that God is not pleased with, I cannot help you. So that's pretty much it for my Keep It Simple series episode podcast for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on 3 different platforms. The first is my Be Strong, Stay Strong page on Facebook. Next is my webpage, which is laletawilliams.com, laletawilliams.com. And in closing, I am on Instagram, the number 1 _la_Lita. So until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real.